USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden spoke to the American people tonight in his first Oval Office address. Biden touting the success of Congress in passing a debt ceiling bill.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse. We're cutting spending and bringing the deficits down at the same time.
The president added that we've protected our priorities while congratulating Congress for operating in a bipartisan manner. He will sign that bill into law tomorrow. Former President Trump's lawyers were unable to locate a classified document he mentioned in an audio recording, according to a new report. CNN states that the Justice Department obtained the recording in which Trump acknowledges possessing a classified document related to a possible Iran attack, but understands the constraints on declassifying such records. Mexican police found 45 bags of human remains matching seven missing call center staff members near Guadalajara. The state prosecutor's office in Jalisco confirmed the discovery. The seven employees went missing in late May, and forensic experts are working on identifying the victims. Presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making campaign stops in South Carolina today. In a swing through the Lowcountry, DeSantis promised to take a more local approach in revitalizing the economy.
We're going to focus our economy on small businesses, not these mega corporations, because that's what drives our country.
DeSantis went on to say that if he was elected president, he would close the border and end the immigration crisis. Famed racetrack Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track. The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries sustained at the home of the Kentucky Derby, with no single factor identified as a potential cause of death. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit ratings agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. The Republican National Committee plans to establish tougher criteria for presidential candidates to participate in the party's initial debate. According to the Washington Post, candidates will need to secure 40,000 individual campaign donors and gain the backing of at least 1% of voters in multiple national polls. Alicia Keys has a new musical in the works.
This girl is on fire.
It's called Hell's Kitchen, the part of New York City where the R&B and pop singer was raised, and the story is semi-autobiographical. It's about a 17-year-old girl chasing a dream in the big city. Keys wrote the music and lyrics. The show will be directed by Michael Greve, who directed Rent and Dear Evan Hansen. The musical is set to have its world premiere at the Public Theater in October. Lisa G., New York.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has been renamed Fort Liberty in an official ceremony today. The Department of Defense made the decision to rename the base in January, following recommendations from the Naming Commission to eliminate names of military installations associated with Confederate soldiers. Apple is set to unveil a highly anticipated mixed reality headset at its upcoming annual event. The cutting-edge device combines virtual and augmented reality. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.